Good afternoon once again. This is Iowa Department for the Blind Part 2. So, where I left off was that a person used to be able to walk through the doors of the Iowa Department for the Blind, and staff and students alike, if they didn't know you or did know you, if they heard you walking through the hall and recognize you, or even if they didn't, they said hi and made you feel welcome. Nowadays, it's like a tomb. It's quiet in there. You are not to be happy. You are not to be anything. And this is all an edict passed down by Richard Sorey, the director of the Iowa Department for the Blind. The employees that I know that have left to this date, and I do have corroborating documentation that I can back this up with, because I have been getting email updates from the Iowa Blind Advocacy Group. And this is how I know what I know right now. And in part three, I will play and have these emails read. Now, with all of that said, some of the people that have left, for example, after the four that I just mentioned, were Megan Johnson, who was was the assistant, like she was like the assistant field services operations person. There were other people. The person who was the director of O&M, of the O&M Center of Orientation and Mobility, she left. She was in the head. She was the head of the entire residential center, Sandy Tegas. She left. There were other people that had left. There were other counselors and other home teachers that had left. They just had a home teacher leave either last week or a week before that. But there, altogether, there have been about maybe 15 to 20, maybe 30 people that had left due to the fact that they could not handle the working conditions and working under one Mr. Richard Sorey. Now, here's why I say this. It's not only the climate of hostility and unfriendliness that he has cultivated while being there, but let me ask you guys this. Let's say that you or were a prospective student. You got accepted to the Center for Orientation and Mobility to work on skills. And let's say you're standing there in the office or nearby at the desk up on the first floor when you walk in and come in the door and come up the steps and walk in the door. Let's say that you got a little bit of eyesight, but you still need some brush up, and so that's why you're there. You're going to go work under shades and all that and go through the program. Let's just say, for example, that you see Richard Sorey, director of the Iowa Department for the Blind, coming in the door, going to his office. Most competent people there are using canes. They're walking around using canes to get around. Oh no, not Mr. Sorey. He has a girlfriend or his wife, I don't know if she's his girlfriend or his wife, leading him through the orientation center and through the Iowa Department for the Blind. What does that say to you as a beginning student? Does that A say he's either got a fast meeting to get to, and maybe this is a little bit faster mode of transportation for him? Or does this say to you, because based on how he's going through the building, why should I bother to learn cane travel? The director of the Iowa Department for the Blind isn't. He's got somebody dragging his butt from office to office, floor to floor. That does not, to me, that does not spark competency. When the director's not that competent to get around inside a building? Now, let me also tell you this. He was supposed to have been vetted by the Iowa Commission, members who are Peggy Pender Elliott, Joseph Van Lint, and Sandy Ryan. These people did not do their homework. They let someone like this come into the Iowa Department for the Blind. Not only can he not get around by himself and has to have his ass drug from place to place instead of using his cane to get around. I'm sorry, but sorry, you're a pretty sorry piece of work. And for any of the folks that are probably going to see this that are followers on Twitter, yes, this will go up on Twitter and it will post to Twitter. For any of you who do see this, think about the training you got at NFB centers. They made damn sure that you got cane travel. And they made darn sure that you knew how to get around inside. This tells you about, because, and this is why I am saying this, two of the people, or at least one of the people, that is on the Board of Commissioners for the Iowa Department for the Blind is a recent NFB member who was brought on board by our president, who, because of stress and strain, is getting the hell out of Dodge. I don't blame him. But I have to say, if this is what the NFB now is supporting in Iowa, I think I might be looking for a different a different state affiliate to join, because we should be taking the bull by the horns, and I'm not hearing anything from the NFB of Iowa or the NFB on this at all from a national standpoint. And this is why I'm putting this up here, is because I want discussion brought about. Because when I went to an NFB center, or a center anyway that had the NFB philosophy taught, a cane was put in my hand, and I was told, now this is how you're going to get around the building, this is how you're going to get around for your rest of your life, son. And granted, I had some mobility before I came to the center, the orientation center in Nebraska. But to see a center that was top-notch fall down to where it is now, what's going to be next for the Iowa Department for the Blind? Are they going to take the blind people out and have them line up and hang on to each other and follow the most competent cane traveler as they go about their days? They're not even making the new people that are hired go through orientation and mobility training for the 6 to 3 months, or the 6 months or 3 months that they're required to do. They're just shoving them into positions. And so, I mean, this is a mess. Okay, now, what is to come in Iowa Department for the Blind Part 3 and Part 4? As many as it's going to take for me to put this up. I'm going to also put up the emails that I've received. And how I'm going to do that is I'm going to let my computer read them aloud to you, so that you can hear where they are coming from, and let you hear more of this saga. But those of you in Iowa who have Audio Boo, and those of you who do care about a good, strong program, write to the governor of Iowa, write to the congressmen and state senators of Iowa, not the ones in the federal, but on the state level. Tell them you want Richard Sorey removed. Tell them you want the Iowa Department for the Blind Board of Commissioners, all three of them, removed. And that you want a competent, and I mean competent, director brought in that can restore the Iowa Department for the Blind back to its former glory. It is not too late, folks. Let's get this done. I will be back with the emails that I have received, and I hope this also straightens out the better part of the picture for you. I will talk to all of you later. Have a very blessed and wonderful day.